This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1856. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 15th, Australia, Biafra, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Congo, Costa Rica, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, Kurdistan, Marshall Islands, Myanmar, Oman, Pakistan, Peru, Puntland, Solomon Islands, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We should make a point of listening to Radio Australia as much as possible during the sesquimonth it has left before self-destructing off shortwave. As I said last week, the plan is to turn it off on January 31st. A convenient hour for me to listen is 14 UT on 9580, which is the Oklahoma service of Radio Australia. No, it just happens to be aimed right at us on the 70-degree beam across the Pacific. It's also on 12085, aimed toward Alaska. Looking at their online program schedule, it's incomplete. Some of the 14 UT hours are blank, but here's what I heard on Thursday, December 8th. It was all in the mind about emotional heart resuscitation. And then on Wednesday, December 14th, there was a show called Speaking Out. This episode, at least, about problems of the indigenous people in Australia. These, of course, don't originate with Radio Australia itself, but various networks of ABC, such as National Radio or Local Radio. But so far, they've been making them available to the world via Radio Australia. In the week since the announcement, more and more press has emerged about this matter, much of it critical, and from Australia itself. We have links to, or reproductions of these stories, in the new DX Listening Digest, number 16-50, when published, via worldofradio.com, including, this is the headline, ABC's decision to end shortwave radio service could be life-threatening, says a ranger. This was on the NT Country Hour, December 8th, via the abc.net website itself. Thanks to Mike Turry in England for sending that along. A reply from Ian in Australia, who runs the Shortwave Sites Group. Yet another dumb decision that hasn't been thought through properly. The article demonstrates that the ABC is catering for the masses and ignoring small groups and individuals that rely on the service in isolated regions. At the very least, one of those three Northern Territory shortwave service transmitter sites should be retained and perhaps output power doubled for coverage. And another reply from Calvin Mellon. There was an article on ABC News chastising the government and the ABC for lack of foresight and leadership with the decision to cease HF transmissions, particularly considering the important role Radio Australia and ABC play in times of civil emergency and natural disasters for the Pacific Island nations. I doubt these facts will make any difference to the decision or outcome. We currently have a government that has no vision, no leadership, and would gladly sell their grandmothers for 5 cents. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, ABC just terminates transmission contracts. Anything else is not their business anymore. At Tennant Creek and Catherine NT, the shortwave facilities appear to share at least the grounds with medium wave, similar to Brandon in Queensland. Alice Springs appears to be a stand-alone shortwave site, like Shepparton. In these cases, I see no further use Broadcast Australia could have for these assets. Only Tennant Creek has been refitted. Alice Springs and Catherine still use the original 1986 equipment. Now, it must be said that the purchase of these two transmitters was a mere waste, but Broadcast Australia did so at their own risk, with no binding transmission contracts in place. Remarkable is the way ABC handles all this. Did the PR drones not realize the impression they create with their press release emphasizing DAB plans, which simply have nothing to do with shortwave services? The impression that ABC invests in coverage of large towns at the cost of all the rest? and they had been dishonest already about their test switch-offs in August and September. For replying to inquiries, they had prepared a non-response response that just barely avoided being a plain lie. They even attempted to spread the myth in DXing circles that it was all mere equipment maintenance. Ron Howard in California says, would be ironic if to hear Radio Australia on shortwave, we had to tune into Solomon Islands at 0500 to hear the ABC News and programming on 9545, if they would still carry it. Likewise, we can still get Radio Australia's produced show English for Business on Monday and Wednesday via Myanmar Radio on 5985. It would indeed be very strange if these two choices were all that's left of ABC and Radio Australia programming on shortwave. Here's another story from the ABC itself via Rodney Johnson, Mike Terry, and others. The headline, Pacific Loses Radio Service That Evades Dictators and Warns of Disasters. One program which Radio Australia itself still produces is Pacific Beat. It's scheduled for 2 hours in the local mornings at 6 to 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. But I heard an item after that at 2105 UT, December 12th on 17840, where they still have a fair signal, an item about opposition to closing down the shortwave services. The headline for that, Australian opposition concerned about cuts to ABC shortwave services. Also, a write-in campaign has been started by the official SWL channel on YouTube to help save Radio Australia. However, by now we have been conditioned to think it would probably be counterproductive for those of us to do so from outside Radio Australia's target area. Would it or would it not? And there's more bad news concerning the ABC, if not shortwave directly. Saul Brody in Philadelphia says that Radio Australia and Radio National music programs are threatened, according to the newsletter of the Folk Music Alliance Australia, saying, hands off ABC RN music. Radio National has been regarded by musicians, industry, and lovers across the country as one of the most important vehicles for promotion and nurture of Australian cultural and artistic practice outside the mainstream. ABC's decided to discontinue the following programs: The Inside Sleeve, The Daily Planet, which we have been hearing on RA, The Live Set, and The Rhythm Divine next year, ignoring the complexities and depth of our Australian music industry. So there's a petition against that at change.org. Hands off Radio National Music. In the new edition of Australian DX News, a story from The Guardian, which starts this way. Michelle Guthrie appoints Murdoch consultant to restructure ABC. Michelle Guthrie has hired Jim Rudder, a veteran consultant to Rupert Murdoch's global pay TV company, Sky, to help restructure the ABC. Like Rudder, Guthrie has spent most of her career at Murdoch Organizations, 1994 to 2007, as a legal and business development executive for the former BSkyB in London, Foxtel in Sydney, and Star TV in Hong Kong. To which editor Craig Seeger replies, it only gets worse with each revealed plan. Just this week, the closure of all shortwave services announced, Radio National cutting most of its music content, and now this, ex-Murdoch staffers running the ABC. Someone left the drawbridge down, and the worst kind of barbarians have entered unopposed. The horror! And one more Australian story from DX News, the next turning point for Aussie Medium Wave DX, which indicates that there are now plans, or at least discussion, of converting AM radio stations in Australia to FM, like's happening in a number of other countries. That development, of course, welcomed by medium wave DXers within Australia. Yves Voivonov has another report about the attempts of Radio Biafra in London to broadcast via Bulgaria. On December 7th, 15325 was monitored, and he heard nothing but music, filling the 1455 to 1600 slot, as well as 1800 until 2001 UT. On the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile reports the Brazilian reactivated on 9675, Radio Canção Nova, December 13th at 2310 to 2326, with music in Portuguese and spiritual reflections. some splatter from the adjacent missionary station in Brazil on 9665. He says the reactivation of Canção Nova, New Song, was first reported by Lenildo da Silva in Brazil. IRRS via Bulgaria 15190 has a broadcast Sundays at 15 to 1530 UT. You never quite know what it will contain, however. Dave Vaughan, Pennsylvania, was listening December 4th and heard the program Counterspin occupying that half hour, or at least part of it. It would be nice to hear the whole thing on shortwave every week. It's a left-leaning media review program. But the following Sunday, during that same half hour, December 11th at 1500, Ivo Ivanov reports, 15190 via Bulgaria, contained music from IRRS instead of Radio Santec with the Cosmic Wave, which is what's really on their schedule. Sheldon Harvey tells me that his weekly media program on CKUT Montreal, the International Radio Report, will be expanding to a full hour on Christmas morning, December 25th, starting at 1530 UT instead of just half an hour, and Alan Roberts will be co-hosting. He's inviting input from their Facebook group. Last week, we had a report from Ron Howard that PBS Gan'an China had strangely shifted frequencies 9 kilohertz up to 5979, as heard in our mornings. But I also heard a carrier on that frequency in our evening, December 9th at midnight 15, at midnight 42, which I'm sure was coming from the same transmitter. However, on that occasion and some checks since then, the Peruvian on 5980, Radio Chasky, has been missing. Torsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List has been monitoring Congo Brazzaville on 6115 almost daily around 1730 and 18 UT for a few weeks. He says the activity rate is about 1 out of 3 days at that time. In 2 cases out of 3, the last week, however, it ran much longer than the usual sign-off around 1830. It was still on the air after 1930, Wednesday, December 7th, and heard even after 2000 on Friday, December 9th. But not heard since then, including December 12th, until December 14th, when he had it active again, 1705 past 1940 UT, mostly in French, signal strength as usual, and much later than their usual sign-off time. Tim Tromp in West Michigan reported on 2859.8, for those interested in DXing medium wave harmonics, Spanish with a very tentative ID at 23 UT December 7th, sounding like Radio San Carlos. That's 1430 in Costa Rica. A fair and steady carrier, but weak modulation coming and going. Still there at midnight 17 December 8th. And then he found that I had reported this some years back on 2859.8. Of course, I had to check this out myself and found that I did have several logs of it in 2009 and 10, but not since. At that time, it was signing off circa 0200. I scan the 2 MHz band almost every night for harmonics, but have not heard any in quite a while. So I wonder where this had been and why it came back, if that's what it is. It's listed as 3 kilowatts on 1430 from Ciudad Quesada, Costa Rica, between 11 and 03 UT. I did hear a carrier, at least, shortly after this, December 9th at midnight 19 on exactly 2859.82, but not since. So keep checking for something on that exact frequency. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1856. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for generous financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute by PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Voice of the broad masses of Eritrea's 2 intruders into the 40-meter handband continue to be heard, at least sporadically. December 13th at 1416, I had some Horn of Africa music on 7175, which would be their second program, but nothing between 7146 and 7147 for their first program at that particular time. And that's believed to be via long path when heard at that time of day. Europeans are having better luck hearing it a bit later. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports December 13th at 1445 and 1500, both 7146.6 and 7175, but both were hit by heavy white digital noise jamming, presumably from Ethiopia, at 1501. And Aker Petersen in Denmark was also hearing 7146.58 and 7175 exactly December 10th, between 1725 and 1735, with fairly good signals. Via Vasily Lazarev in Deneb Radio DX, via RustDX, Free Radio Service Holland will broadcast its traditional Boxing Day service Monday, December 26th, from 08:30 to 14:30 UT, and repeated at 16:30 to 22:30 on 7700 and 9300. They were inviting people to send in their seasonal greetings. As of December 14th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that several clandestine transmissions via Issoud in France are no longer heard and believed to be cancelled. They include Oromo Voice Radio, which included an English quarter hour, Mondays at 16:15 on 17850. Also not being heard is Manara Radio International in Hausa for Nigeria, Radio Al-Mukhtar in Arabic and Tigrinya for Eritrea, as well as its sibling station, Radio Adal. Those were on 17580, between 15 and 16. Ivo Ivanov has also monitored Hamburger Local Radio's Sunday broadcast on 9485, December 11th, and found that instead of the previously scheduled program, Radio Goethe, they were broadcasting Media Network Plus at 11 to 11:30 and World of Radio at 11:30 to 12, followed by Radio Tropicana from 12 to 13 in Spanish. As originally publicized a sesquimonth in advance, the annual Christmas Eve broadcast by Norddeutscher Rundfunk in German for mariners called Gruß an Bord is scheduled on the following sets of frequencies for December 24th via four different transmitter sites and in two different two-hour segments. 19 to 21 UT on 6125 and 9740 via Nauen, Germany, 6145 via Armenia, 9790 via Austria, 9800 and 11650 via France. And then from 21 to 23 UT on 5930 and 9765 via Germany, 6145 again via Armenia, 9590 and 9830 via France, and 9650 via Austria. So far in the B16 season, Dengue Kurdistana has stayed on one frequency, 9400, but switching different sites during the long broadcast day. But now that's about to change, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. It's to be on the air between 0330 and 2130 UT, effective December 16th, on the following frequencies and sites. 330 to 6, 7400 via Pridnestrovia, 6 to 8, and 8 to 12, and 12 to 14, all via Pridnestrovia on 11600. That's back on the frequency they normally use only in the summer. And at 14, they stay on 11600 but switch to Bulgaria until 16. After 16 UT, it's 7455. That's a totally new frequency. The first transmitter site being France until 20, and then Pridnestrovia until 2130. However, he says the sites are not confirmed as far as France is concerned. This will be too late for most of you hearing this, but on December 15th and 16th, there's going to be an interesting experiment by people who think Amelia Earhart may have wound up on Mille Atoll in the Marshall Islands. They're going to attempt to broadcast on her emergency frequencies with her original call sign KHAQQ at precise times on those two dates, which for 2 minutes each. They are on 6210 at 1730, 1732, and 1734. And again at 18, 1802, and 1804 UT. And on 3105, following these broadcasts at 1737, 39, and 41, and 1807, 9, and 11. Since that's just before sunrise on the atoll, we won't be hearing it in North America, but it's possibly being heard along the Gray Line or westward from the Marshall Islands. Radio Sultanate of Oman has knocked itself half a kilohertz off frequency from 15140. I'm sure that's what it was, since there was nothing on the exact frequency, but 15140.5, December 12th at 1520. However, only a weak carrier, couldn't even be sure it was in Arabic. During the previous hour, 14 to 15, it is scheduled, and usually in English. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has also been hearing this. He puts it on 15140.6, between 14 and 15 in English, then in Arabic, but I'm sure it's very close to 15140.50 within 2 or 3 hertz. 0.504 is where I put it, December 14th, almost but not quite equally split between 15140 and 15141. Hearing Pakistan on shortwave is problematic, but perhaps the best chance is 7265, which carries Azad Kashmir Radio from Islamabad. Wolfgang Büschel confirms hearing it via remote receiver in Qatar at 05 to 0630 UT. Also stayed on as late as 0649 December 10th. Later on the same date, Anker Petersen in Denmark reports it on 7265.01 after China signed off Hindi at 1357. Then he heard Voice of Jammu and Kashmir Freedom Movement until it signed off at 1435. Meanwhile, Hamburger Local Radio was not being heard. Also not being heard lately is Radio Chaski Peru on 5980, which I frequently check for their varying sign-off time after 01 UT, but even earlier at midnight 40, December 13th, I cannot even hear a carrier. Claudio Galas in Chile also reports on this to the Condish list. He is hearing it earlier in the evenings, such as December 10th at 2204 to 2210, but with interference from China on 5975. Rechecked at 2305, there was no carrier from Radio Chaski. Torsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List has been monitoring Radio Puntland, or attempting to, on 13800. The supposed schedule, according to their QSL manager, is 0330 to 06 and 10 to 16 UT. Don't be confused with Radio Tamazuk and Dabanga, which start at 1430. He says, I can certainly confirm that activity from Radio Puntland is very sporadic in the daytime. For the last 2 weeks, I checked the frequency about 5 to 8 times between 10 and 14 UT and found it active only once. Ron Howard in California reports yet another extended broadcast of Solomon Islands on 5020, actually relaying their FM service, Wantok FM 96.3. This was December 9th. At 1453 until 1528, nonstop pop music in English and frequent IDs. And I've also seen reports that some people in Europe have been able to hear it in their afternoons when it's on the air that late. David Cole forwards a story from Politico, Trump to inherit state-run TV network with expanded reach. It's by Tara Palmieri, December 12th. Trump is about to inherit a newly empowered VOA that some officials fear could serve as an unfettered propaganda arm for the former reality TV star who has flirted for years with launching his own network. Buried on page 1,404 of the National Defense Authorization Act that passed last week is a provision that would disband the bipartisan Board of Broadcasting Governors, the independent U.S. agency including VOA. The move, pushed by House Foreign Affairs Chairman Ed Royce as a way to streamline the agency, concentrates control into a powerful CEO who is appointed by the President. That change, combined with a 2013 legislative revision allowing the network to legally reach a U.S. audience, which was once banned, could pave the way for Trump-approved content created by the U.S. diplomacy arm if he chooses to exploit the opportunity. Essentially, Trump is finally getting his Trump TV, financed by taxpayers to the tune of $800 million per year. It's unclear whether Trump is even aware of what he's about to inherit. A former VOA guy, Viakai Ludwig, says, "I fear the Trump News Network will come into being, but in a very different way than had been envisioned had he lost the election. If the new administration has its way, as it most surely will, political vampires will suck the lifeblood out of VOA and the surrogates, leaving dry, empty shells devoid of journalistic substance, standards, and professional respect." However, BBC News reports via Richard Langley, the director of the Broadcast Board of Governors, promised that the editorial firewall remains sacrosanct. Editorial independence will not be at risk during the next administration. WMLK Pennsylvania 9275, back on the air again, but with a weak and barely modulated signal. 9275, I heard December 8th at 1854. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says he was hearing it between 17 and 1822 UT on December 11th, and I was also hearing the carrier again December 14th around 2024. Jerry Kiefer in Florida tells me that KCKN 1020 Roswell, New Mexico, where he used to work, has had another transmitter malfunction, and as of December 9th had been off the air for about 1 month. That is a 50 kilowatt station. When on the air, it was still heard in Oklahoma, not protecting KDKA. If you hear a station in Europe on 3975 in Latin or Italian, you might think it's a Vatican radio, except they stopped using that frequency some years ago. Something was heard by Friedrich Walter in Germany in ADX December 7th around 20 UT. Wolfgang Bischel says it's really the Italian pirate IBC on the air Wednesdays from 18 to 21, measured on 3974.986. F.K. Jana in Prague says the geomagnetic field will be quiet on December 15th to 17th, 29th to 31st, and January 1st. Mostly quiet on December 18th, 27th, 28th, January 2nd. Quiet to active on December 19th, 23rd to 25th, January 3rd. Active to disturbed December 20th to 22nd and January 4th. And quiet to unsettled on December 26th. And the propagation outlook from the Space Weather Prediction Center in Boulder, Colorado. Geomagnetic field activity expected to be unsettled to active December 18th to 25th and January 2nd to 7th due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed streams. In addition, G1 minor storm conditions are likely December 21st and January 4th and 5th to include G2 moderate storm conditions December 22nd, mostly quiet for the remainder of the outlook period. A&K indices peaking at 30 and 6 on December 22nd. 22 and 5 on January 5th, the lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 until December 18th, and again from December 26th to January 1st. Solar flux rising from 75 December 18th to a peak of 88 December 23rd to 27th, and down to 80 by January 6th, 2017. And so concludes Another World of Radio, number 1856. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative, and will hear me again next week.